right, we're joined by race winner Dan Weldon. Dan, I think it's fair to say that it was a dominating win out there. In interviews with Scott and Sam before you came in, a member of the media referenced you as a red flash out there. So if you would, tell us about your run out there tonight.
It was a great way to open up the season. I think, all of us at Target Chip Ganassi Racing, and this is not a sales pitch, this is the truth, is we've worked very hard over the winter to try and, perfect what we started last year. I think I definitely underestimated how difficult the transition would be coming to a new team. And I think some of what you saw tonight is just the experience. But I have to say, it's a lot of credit goes to the engineering staff. I would like to single out one person in particular, and I'm sure people will get mad at me for singling one person out. But Andy Brown has done a fantastic job with me. And, I just couldn't be better. I will as well credit Honda. We've gone from a 3 liter to a 3.5 liter. We've now gone to ethanol fuel, and that's been a seamless transition. So, it was fun out there. For me, I do every now and then throw a tantrum, and even when we had the problem in the pits, I was pretty calm because the car was just fun to drive, and fast.
Dan, what is it about Homestead? You've won 3 straight events here. First time a driver's done that in league history. And in the last 3 races, you have led 345 of the last 600 laps.
But I still finished second in the championship last year. So I just wanted to point that out. I don't know. I love the racetrack. It really, seems to suit my style. And, in particular, the last couple of years, the car, although it's got pretty steep banking, the car does move around a lot, and you have to get something that you're very comfortable with, and I certainly had that, and I think you could see that out there, whether it be in traffic or on my own. But maybe because I'm a Florida boy, because I'm a resident in St. Petersburg, it must be the weather or something that seems to bring out the best in me. But I really do love this track, and looking forward to coming back again.
Questions for Dan. We have microphones here. Lewis?
Sorry about that. Dan, after the pit stop, rather than get rattled, you calmed the team down and you went out and went from ninth to first within 11 laps. What is it, something maturity in you or confidence in the car, the team? What was it?
Yeah, I would have to say it's maturity and, confidence in the car. The reason I would say it's maturity is because when I was at Andretti Green, I think Tony thought he was immature till he saw me. And at one particular incident that we had, he found himself calming me down, and he'd never seen himself in that position before. So, I think just with experience, you understand the circumstances. You understand what, I did have a very good car underneath me, and I still had about 90 laps to get to the front, I think. So it wasn't a big issue. And, the biggest thing that I felt last year is sometimes I really tried to force the issue. And I didn't want to do that again. I wanted to let it come to me. This is all preparation for the Indianapolis 500. And, Chip is very determined to win that race this year. And I've not really met many people as determined to win that race as I am. And, he's certainly pumped up. And that's something that we talked about even in the Homestead pre-race meeting. So, it was just, I think, a lot of different things. But, yeah, I'd probably say on top of it, maturity.
Mary?
Dan, you may have to help me with my memory, but didn't you tie Hornish in points last season?
Doesn't matter. I still finished second in the books.
I know, but point-wise, you tied him. And the question I wanted to ask you is, yesterday you were pretty confident in your car. I don't know if you really had much chance to drive in traffic with other cars, because that seemed to be what most of the drivers had to say. But you seemed to be very confident, and how did you know you had a good car?
I think any time you're around TK and he says, when he sees you on track, that you got a good car, he's got a pretty good read on that. And you just know. I think with experience and what you guys really don't see is how working with somebody for a second year or a second consecutive year, how much of a difference it makes. And I think that's really. A big part of why we understood that our car was good in traffic. I mean, I did put my car in traffic in the test, and I definitely pushed it to the limits in the test. And you know, in the time that we got in the couple of 1 hour practice sessions, I was able to have an idea.
Question:
how do you feel about running on ethanol this year at 100%? And what does that mean to you and to the IRL? Do you think?
You know, I think first of all, we are the first motor racing series to do that. And I think certainly the IndyCar series should be proud of that. But, you know, you have to give credit to their partner Honda as well for doing that. You've got to work together to do that. So I would say anything that you can do that is better for the environment is a good thing. So we're very happy about that.
Tony?
Additional throttle response and torque with the 3.5 engine will affect next week's race?
You just have to set your car up accordingly, and there's certain points of, you know, the road courses where you just can't be so aggressive to the power. It's one of those things that it's great to have. I mean, we're always wanting to get as much power as possible, and, you know, Honda have been able to help us with that, certainly in the bottom end range of the power band. But I think you're just, you know, you won't be able to be so aggressive to the power, and you know, you'll also have to compensate with the setup for that.
Patrick,
I know you're confident. Can you imagine winning? Did you imagine coming into the night tonight? Did you imagine winning by this much, even over your teammate who has the exact same stuff you do?
No, I mean, you know, you always want to dominate. And, you know, I knew at the test that I had something that was very competitive. But I didn't think that I would not dominate like that. I think, you know, everything kind of went my way to a certain degree. And we were just able, you know, in the situation that we had in the pits, we were able to not lose too much time because I could get to the front quickly and really not work the tires too much in doing so. And then it was just a case of, you know, trying to break away, which, you know, the thing for me is I think some people could run the same pace as me for the first 10 laps when they were on new tires. But then after that, they tended to struggle a little bit. So the longer the stints were, the better for me.
Bruce?
Dan, do you think the manner of which the way you won tonight kind of stunned your competition? I mean, Sam kind of looked in here tonight afterwards the way he does after a Busch race.
That's good. Hopefully we do that some more. I think if you're talking about mentally hurting the opposition, I think with the big crash at the, you know, the first day of the test, and then getting in the second day and still being quickest and you know setting a lap on my second lap that second day that put me, I think, you know, position two. But yeah, anytime you can do this, you know, more importantly, it gives you great confidence, and you know, it makes other people work harder. But you know, as a team, we got to keep pushing because Roger Penske's organization is very strong, and you know, he's not going to sit back and take this one lightly.
Question:
coming off of a good result at Homestead, what are your expectations for the next oval event, which is in Motegi, Japan?
Well, it's a track that I've gone very well at before. You know, the record, I could have gone for three consecutive there last year, and you know, that would have been big for me because obviously I've been part of the Honda family for a long time, and won my first IndyCar race there, and then I also was the first to win in 7 years of trying for Honda. So that's a particularly special track for me, and I think we have a good race car there. But you know, obviously I'm not 100% sure what Brian's going to do with wing angles and stuff like that, and what appendages he's going to allow us to use. But, yeah, I think we'll feature pretty strongly. But that's an important race because, obviously, it's, you know, one of those – it's a challenging track which can somewhat simulate Indianapolis.
Anything else for Dan? Lewis.
Last year, the red cars were the car to beat, and it seems like you've picked up where things are left off. Do you feel after today's race – or did you see the AGR cars? And have they got a lot to make up on you?
I was surprised. I mean, I've been staying with Tony the whole weekend, and you know, you can always tell when Tony's quick because he struts around his house thinking he's king of the hill, and he certainly had some of that swagger going on. But I really don't know what happened to their cars. I know they made some pretty big changes at the end of the first day at the test, and so I thought that they would be quicker. But you know, any time you've got you know, Tony leading the team and Marco and Dario in there, they're gonna turn it around pretty quickly, I think. And you know, they'll be very strong on the road course. There's no doubt about it.
Anything else for Dan? Dan, I'm going to leave you on this note. The driver who won the season opener went on to win the championship four times in the previous 6 years. Good luck.
Thank you.